The Federal Emergency Management Agency was created by President Jimmy Carter in 1979 to stabilize communities after a disaster and to provide support for individuals in need. For many of the Vermonters hit by last summer's floods, however, FEMA has failed to deliver on that promise. Vermont Public's Pete Hirschfeld has spent months examining FEMA's response to last summer's floods. He's interviewed survivors, volunteers, state and local officials, and current and former FEMA employees. And he says their stories reveal a pattern of administrative bloat at a federal agency that often seemed less interested in providing assistance than in finding ways to reject requests for aid. He spoke to Vermont Public's Liam Elder Connors about his findings.
Pete, you've heard some pretty harrowing stories about Vermonters' experiences with FEMA. What were some of the common themes?
The overriding sentiment from flood survivors and their advocates was that they had no idea what kind of bureaucratic minefield they were stepping into when they began the process of applying for individual assistance. You think, okay, my house is flooded, right? Here's all the things that are destroyed as a result. I'll put together the list, take some pictures, send it to FEMA, get a check. People just assume that's how it would work. But instead, they describe this bizarre process where at every turn, seemingly straightforward requests for obviously damaged property were met with bewildering responses that made it tough for people to figure out whether they've been rejected or denied in the first instance, but also what they're supposed to do next to get answers that they need to proceed. Ann Ward is the person we heard from in your introduction. She's a prime example of this. She's a single mom whose house in Berlin was flooded. She's also the executive director of a nonprofit in Barrie City that got flooded as well. So she was trying to navigate the FEMA system on two fronts. She told me she couldn't get basic answers from FEMA about how to apply for aid, could not get basic answers about what was eligible for aid. She estimates damage to her home at about $100,000. She eventually got an award of about $8,000. And Ann Ward told me, as the head of a nonprofit, if she can't figure out how to navigate FEMA, then something is really, really wrong.
And I specialize in understanding, ridiculous applications and paperwork that have to do with funding. And I have never in my entire career faced such an incredible challenge in accessing an understanding of what was expected of me.
Stories like that played out in communities across Vermont. And what we heard over and over again is that this FEMA process can be impenetrable for the people that are relying on it to get their lives back on track.
The way in which FEMA handles the assistance process obviously isn't working for many Vermonters. Are there specific practices at the agency that have contributed to this frustration?
Definitely. And one of them has to do with the correspondence that people get from FEMA after they initially apply for assistance. I interviewed Congresswoman Becca Ballant for this story, and she says people's descent into this kind of FEMA bureaucratic morass begins when they get that first response back from the agency.
And they will get back a letter that says, essentially at the top, you've been denied, though really what the letter is asking is for them to submit additional documentation. So there have been numerous points in the last year that have left us scratching our heads. Why would you lead with a statement that you've been rejected or denied when in fact all they're asking for is for further documentation?
This practice by FEMA is notorious among people who work with flood survivors. They even have a name for it. It's called reject and appeal. Becca Ballant told me that you have to have enormous grit and determination to persist through this application process. And she says she has no doubt that a lot of Vermonters who qualified for individual assistance just gave up because the federal protocols were so difficult for a layperson to manage. Vermont's congressional delegation is now asking FEMA to overhaul its determination process. And FEMA told me they're making some significant changes. But some of the long-term recovery volunteers that I spoke with say the damage is already done in their communities. And some tell me FEMA has lost all trust with the people who thought they would be able to rely on the agency for help last summer.
Pete, you also talked to current and former FEMA employees who have some concerns about internal operations at the agency. What did they tell you?
Last fall, I got an email from someone asking me how much FEMA was spending on itself to perform its recovery mission here in Vermont. That person later confirmed to me that they're in fact a FEMA employee with knowledge of the agency's mission in Vermont. And the person reached out because they say they're disturbed by the waste that they see inside the agency, and they wanted a reporter to look into it. We use the Freedom of Information Act to access public records that show FEMA has incurred nearly $80 million in administrative costs on a recovery effort that's dispersed about $44 million in individual assistance to flood survivors. I found other FEMA employees who offered their own first-person accounts of what they perceived as waste inside the agency. FEMA deployed a massive amount of human infrastructure to Vermont, 782 employees as of March. FEMA put them up in hotels, they rented them cars, they leased and retrofitted huge commercial office complexes for them to work in, they paid for their meals. And what's confusing to a lot of flood survivors, as well as volunteers and local and state officials who were trying to help them, was how ineffectual FEMA was in their view, despite all those resources. Nearly every person I talked to for this story said there just has to be a better way of doing this. And they hope that in telling their stories, they can compel elected officials and other leaders to push for change so that the next time a disaster hits, Vermonters have a better experience with the federal agency that's supposed to help them recover.
That's Vermont Public reporter Peter Hirschfeld. Pete, thanks so much for your reporting.
Yeah, thank you, Liam.
You can read much, much more about this story at vermontpublic.org. And if you're a flood survivor who's had trouble accessing assistance or a FEMA employee with concerns about your agency's response, we want to hear your stories as well.